USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson and Senator Ted Cruz sparred over critical race theory on Tuesday and whether she supports it as a board member of a private school in Washington, D.C.
It is filled and overflowing with critical race theory. Among the books that are assigned or recommended, they include Critical Race Theory, An Introduction, The End of Policing, An Advocacy for Abolishing Police, How to Be an Anti-Racist.
I do not believe that any child should be made to feel as though they are racist or though they are not valued or though they are less than, that they are victims, that they are oppressors. I don't believe in any of that.
Also on Tuesday, Utah's governor and Republican Spencer Cox vetoed a ban on transgender students playing girls' sports. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
High gas prices and shortages are being felt just south of the U.S.
This week, hours-long lines formed at gas stations throughout Cuba's capital, Havana, after local media reported rationing of fuel in at least one province amid their economic crisis that has already left food and medicine in short supply across the island nation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The numbers are in, and they're low. A new Emerson College poll shows President Joe Biden down 12 points in favorability with his predecessor, former President Donald Trump. According to the poll, 59% of voters expressed a somewhat or very favorable view of Trump, while 47% had a similar view of Biden. The two are more closely matched in a hypothetical 2024 election where Trump leads Biden 45-42%. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has tested positive for COVID-19 and will not travel with President Biden to Europe. The president has tested negative. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell addressed inflation on Tuesday.
Americans are getting increasingly concerned about rising costs for goods like gas and food. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, accuses Democrats of not addressing inflation.
Unfortunately, Washington Democrats' response to these hardships has been as misguided as the war on American energy and runaway spending that helped create them.
The Biden administration says Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused the latest spike in oil prices and has called on Congress to pass the president's Build Back Better Act. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to address a special NATO summit on Thursday, according to his spokesperson. The summit, in which U.S. President Joe Biden will participate, is to discuss Russia's invasion, NATO country support for Kyiv, and the further strengthening of defense against Russia. The Michigan agency tasked with processing the influx of unemployment claims in 2020 brought on many workers who had previously been convicted of financial crimes, including embezzlement and identity theft. An audit report released Friday by Michigan's Auditor General and cited by Breitbart News found Michigan's unemployment insurance agency gave jobs to 169 people who'd previously been convicted of misdemeanors or felonies. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis. Yes.